Welcome to A Pair of Thoughts. I'm your host, Slim.
And I am Relay, relaying messages all the time.
All day long, because that's what she do. How are you today?
When are you going to add thick to the back of Slim, since you're not Slim no more?
When are you going to add, I don't run to Relay?
That was stupid. Mine was better. Yours was corny. No drum roll for you. What are you drinking? And why do you have gloves? First of all, before we even talk about the drink, what's going on with the gloves?
I haven't had an opportunity to get my nails done this week, so they absolutely are not in a position where they can be presented. Therefore, I chose to wear gloves. Yeah. So as I sip my
Interstate Vodka. You guys really have to. I had tried it the last time I was there, and it was so good because typically, I don't care what I drink, I would wake up not feeling 100%. Shoot, bounce back. Y'all need the hashtag bounce back for Interstate Vodka, especially for anybody over 30, because that stuff will bounce you back.
Most definitely. It's delicious. Yes. So I'm enjoying this. Yes. What drink are you having today?
It's not a bounce back, it's a bounce forward, but it's Maker's and Coke. It's still just as delicious, but yeah, that's my choice for this evening.
So anyway, until I can get my nails done, I decided I was going to wear gloves because I'm not going to present myself in a way that is...
Okay, stop with batting the eyelashes. We all know you got extensions on your eyelashes. Okay. You don't have to keep batting them. Round of applause for the eyelashes. What is it? Look like your eyelashes are clapping.
That's what I was trying to do. What did you do this week? Because you literally canceled 3 nights of recording. Because you are like running a country, apparently. But whatever. No.
Hey, it's hard out here in the paint.
Did you see the new Sex and the City? Oh, and
let me just say, unexpected for anyone who has not had a chance to watch it. No clue where they were going with this. So give it a minute. It's going to take at least a good 10 minutes to kind of get you roped in. Initially, you're going to be like, oh, no, this is like Sex and the City in their 80s. No. Golden Girls is more entertaining than the first few minutes of it. But then it kicks in, and that ending, whoo, you're going to have to watch the second one right after. I'm telling you, it's that good.
It's that good. They did an excellent job in bringing that show back. I watched that show in my 20s, and, oh, Mr. Big. Who didn't want a Mr. Big in their life? Who didn't want a Mr. Big in their life?
And who didn't have a Mr. Big in their life?
True.
Honestly.
True. True. Anyway,
whether it ended in a, you know, fairy tale or it ended not in a fairy tale and you went your own way, I think every woman by the time they get to the age of 40 has had a Mr. Big.
Yes, most definitely. And he makes them good. He makes them good. Speaking of that show, did you watch the show on Prime Video called Harlem X?
Wait, let's go back. Let me ask you this. What do you think about the play of the added minorities in it? I'm loving it.
I like the added minorities. I like them trying to bridge the gap between the different generations and how they perceive people's opinions versus how we perceive people's opinions. I love the interaction and how they're kind of melting it all together because, I mean, in the last 20 years, things drastically change and how our kids' generations kind of maybe process information or how they deal with people, it's changed drastically. And we're still a little old school, right? But this happens with every society, right? A new generation comes, new thought process, so forth and so forth. Anyway, I thought they did an excellent job in mixing and mixing in the new culture that we have.
Yes, exactly. Yep. And what about Samantha not being on the show? That's a little bummer. But I thought Nicole Ari Parker. I thought she did a great job with the, you know, filling in that missing space.
Well, she hasn't quite filled it in yet. She's getting ready to. But I thought that, I mean, I can see
going her.
And the way that they kind of still, you know, talk about Samantha and kind of maybe fade it out, I thought they did an excellent job with that. So whoever the writers are and the creative directors, I mean, amazing job, excellent job. Just like, again, I'm going to go back to my new Sex in the City that features Black women, and it's called Harlem on Prime Video. Again, what another excellent, excellent script and show. Yeah. Yeah. It really kind of covers the whole dating scene and relationships.
It's, yes, yes. My really daughter's trying to go to New York, for law school. So I told her, if you really want, this gives a good spin of it. I didn't live there, grow up there, but it does kind of remind you of the whole New York kind of living. So mm-hmm. I love the fact that it features four Black women and you have all different personalities, different backgrounds, mm-hmm. you know, different careers. And so it brings in that diversity of thought as well. So check it out. I started watching it this morning, and then this evening I will finish watching the rest of them because it's that good.
Because I finished, I'm done. So I would love for you to see what happens at the end. But great show, and again, Insecure is coming to an end. Another excellent show that has been on for a few years. That show, it's coming to an end this season. What's... Insecure.
Oh yeah! Oh yes. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on this season so far?
I had mixed feelings. It kind of started a little slow, but I can, because I watched the whole season, I can
really. You want her with Lawrence, don't you?
Yes. But because.
Lawrence is her big.
I know. That's why it's so special. She really loves him. But why does her story kind of maybe ring a flash bell to mine? But it's whatever. That's a whole nother topic for another day, if you get my drift. What happened to Lawrence?
Yes,
that.
Well,
yeah, you got it.
No, it's a little different.
Okay, but whatever, it's similar. But anyway, great show.
No, it's different.
How's it different?
No, not to talk about on this show. Right now, don't let him take over our show. I'm not going there right now. You are. It's not the same scenario, period, and you know it ain't. Okay? Next. Did you get that TikTok I sent you earlier? Yes. What part did you fuck up?
What do you mean? Oh, I'm going to try to play it now. You ready? So
no.
Sent me this hilarious TikTok, and I've been trying to figure out how I can play it on this eCam thing that we filmed the show on. So we're going to see if it works. If it doesn't work, I don't know what to tell you guys, but I'm going to try to play it. Okay. We're going to move the screen in front of the show.
Nice.
It's on top.
Yes.
And then we're going to take the video. We're going to open the video.
Much better. There you go. Okay, so are you laughing because you've done that before or you wanted to do that before?
I wanted to do it before.
How close did you get?
Pretty damn close.
Wait, okay, so here's a question.
I got close enough to not get arrested. How about that?
So I've heard many, many debates about this, just female groups, male groups, but should it... Is it a big deal or is it a deal breaker or no big deal if a woman goes, should a woman go through a man's phone?
Depends. There's like so many depends. Can I count the depends for me? Okay.
Yeah.
Depends on if you pay the bill. Depends on if you contribute to any of their life mishaps. Because if you contribute anything to their life mishaps, that entitles you to everything. Depends on if you got a sneaky
link. Wait,
you don't
if
want
what? contribute to what?
Anything. Like, if you help them with anything, if they're in a hole and you help them out, if you buy them groceries, if you pay their light bill. I don't know. If you help, if you contribute to any aspect of their life to make it better, then you can have access. Because that's like paying for the bill, because you give, you know, you're helping. Okay. And then there's, do you want them going through your phone? Do you have a sneaky link? If you have a sneaky link, then I guess all bets off. You don't need to go through my phone. I don't need to go through your phone. And then the other one is, if you look, ye shall find. So be prepared. So those are my different synopses. I have been in relationships where the password was openly available to me. And I've been in relationships where they actually sat on the phone when they were next to me. Well, they do the phone like this. So, who are you texting? That's just my dude. That's my homeboy asking. Why are you holding the phone like this? This is my homeboy. Anyway.
So I do agree with you. I think each situation defines a different response to this question.
Yes.
And all of those scenarios that you spoke about, very relatable. And I agree. There are times where you may be in a position to have maybe some karma approval to go through the phone. There's some situations of that. So, but I also feel like the trust in a relationship dictates the need to want to go through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What I mean by that is, if a man makes this woman, not it have to be a man, but any relationship, if one person makes the other person feel so secure in that relationship, typically the woman / male / he, she / they would not have the desire to have to look through the phone. The desire to have to look through the phone comes from
insecure
form of insecurity.
Yes.
Or some, I'm going to put it on another person, some form of you not making that other person feel secure. Unless they cray cray. Now, we do have some cray cray out there. We got a lot of those.
And do you think that men go through women's phones as much as women go through the man's phone?
I don't think as often. It depends, because you got some controlling men out there that, you know, walk in the house, you better show me a phone. Our phones are synced and we use one phone. But I do think occasionally, if a man had an opportunity to look and see, they would. They might not do it as often, but they don't be all up in the phone like when they take a shower and stuff. You be like,
well, I must admit that.
You be like, two phones, like, pierce his face.
Pierce. Have you ever done that? Have you ever?
What is it? And they come in the room and be like,
wait, have you ever tried to take their picture and put it against the phone to see if it...
No, I haven't tried that, but I have been known to be the phone code cracker.
Because they do stuff like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Or to the point where
your mama's birthday.
Like, are you Secret Service man or something? Like, how did you... I just changed the code.
And so is your, you being
in. R be like this, look. So, you didn't go to work today, did you? Mm-mm. Yes, I did you? Well, I thought you only worked 10 miles away. Your car show, you drove and took 60 miles to get to work. No, I'm not that girl. But I know people like that, but I'm not that girl.
You've never gone through anybody's phone?
I didn't say that. That's how I'm not the girl to be tracking all the mileage and stuff. But yeah, no, I've had reason to believe or suspicion to lead me to the fact that I need to check a phone. And when I did, guess what happened?
What?
Bam, the doors open.
So guess, but what, so remember, again, I said, if you go look, you be prepared to find. So in the past, when you found things, how prepared were you to find that? And were you intentionally looking to start an argument? Were you intentionally looking for an out? Were you intentionally looking to stop something from happening? I always want to know, what's the meat behind looking? I look because I have looked before because I know. Here's the deal. Don't lie. Like,
it's like we had an age. Just be for real. Like, seriously. Like, I'm grown enough for you to say, look, hey, I need a variety. And
it's not even that. You don't have to say that.
I'm just saying, either down with the program or you not. But at least come with the facts first and let me choose.
I think is this. If you're going to have a sneaky link, then get a sneaky link phone, fool. Get another phone.
Now, would you ever call the sneaky link?
I have. But I had reasons behind the call.
Me too. And I actually almost went to the job and crip walked in front of it. That was years ago.
I mean, what is really the basis of jealousy if you think about it? Why? What's the basis of jealousy?
I don't know. People don't love themselves. And one thing I've started to do at the end of each year,
okay.
there's a bunch of resources out.
Huh? Today?
What?
You started today? Doing what?
Shut up, fool. There's a bunch of resources out there that you can look on the internet for, but it's called self-love assessment. So I did it last year. I read this book. I told you I always read books. And it was a love assessment after, and it gave you a link to other websites where you could do these love assessments. And it recommends you do one every year, but it's not a love assessment for like, oh, I need to find love, but it's, do you love yourself? And does your body of work, your daily life, the output that you have from things you do, show that you love yourself? So yes, I would recommend to do a self-love, because to your point, people who love themselves don't feel a need to go through people's phones and things like that.
I don't think that's true. I think sometimes you got to call somebody's bullshit. I honestly do, because I've gone through people's phone, and it wasn't for insecurities. It was to prove a hunch that I had. It was to prove.
But what's the point of, do you need to prove? If you're that secure within yourself and you feel a hunch, then that hunch comes from a fulfillment that you have that's not being met.
That's so
the hunch true. You just don't wake up and say, oh, I have a hunch that you cheating. No, something is missing in that relationship, or something has gone away, or there's a distraction. Yes. And so when you feel, so whether you search the phone or not, it's about how you feel about yourself as to whether you're going to allow that relationship to continue. Right? Yeah. Now, when you have some insecurities with yourself, meaning maybe your expectations are not as high, then you allow for certain things to happen. So even when you find it, you still continue to deal with the person.
Sometimes. You know, that's what I'm saying. Recently, I had a situation recently just fall in my lap. I didn't even go through the phone. I mean, it just literally fell in my, it just literally fell in my lap.
Yeah, but you did research to validate that what you fell in your lap was true. When to me, what fell in the lap should have been enough of an indicator to say, this isn't for me. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm not saying I haven't done any of that. I've called people, I've gone through phones, but I also am not at a space where I feel true self-love for myself to where I am so connected with what my needs are that the minute it's not met, I'm strong enough to say this isn't for me. And once you get to that space, you move off of feeling. You don't go searching for stuff or looking for stuff to find to be able to validate what you're feeling. Because that's what
you're doing. Or you find a relationship where you don't even have to look. Because I've been in relationships where that's not even an issue, a thought, an idea, a concept. It never even crosses your mind to look. And you want to know why? Because of the respect level, because they respect me enough to make me feel so comfortable with the relationship that it never even crossed my mind to look. So you're right. If you're in a situation where you feel like you have to go through people's stuff and look through their things, then apparently you need to reevaluate your relationship. But I have another question for you. Women that have kids, a household together, and a husband, when you go through somebody's phone, is it okay to let that one text message ruin your whole financial security, your kids' home stability, or do you just try to get help for your marriage and work on building trust? I think sometimes we so quick to say, oh, you text this chick, I'm out. And you got a whole family that you've just demised because of it.
I do think that this our generation and on, it's easier to leave a relationship. So now, it used to be frowned upon if you were divorced, right? People stayed together. You just don't leave. You stay forever. That's why you see those couples, you know, a couple of decades ago, you know, married for 15, 20, 40, 60 years. Now you don't see that because now it's so, divorce is so acceptable in society. It's not frowned upon. What's frowned upon is you being miserable and in a loveless relationship.
Yeah.
Versus moving on to find something. So that take the whole constitution of long marriage out of the game.
I think every time that a situation has come out of control from me for looking through somebody's phone, there were so many factors that was like the straw that broke the camel back. So hindsight, I would say probably looking through the phone was giving me ammo to have that fight that I wasn't strong enough to have just based off the basic necessities that somebody needs in a relationship, right? So I use that text message or that cheating thing as an excuse to say, I'm done with you, it's over, instead of addressing the real issues of the relationship, which is we just
don't. Because you didn't love yourself enough.
Exactly.
To say, no, here's my day. Now, I've also seen the reverse. I've seen where people are cheaters and they want to validate or justify what they're doing by searching through your stuff to see if you're doing something. And I have friends, female friends and male friends who do that, who has done that multiple times. Yeah. So it's like, so if you can misconstrue anything, because there could be some innocent messages out there, right? That doesn't mean any sort of thing about romantically or whatever, but it's misconstrued because you're trying to justify your actions.
As an example, I have a really, really good friend that I talk to. We're just literally friends. And we flirt like, oh, you're pretty, you're this or that, or oh, you're funny, you're cool to talk to, blah, 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 back and forth. It's so freaking like super innocent that there's nothing ever there. And I got a call from their significant other. And she's like, well, you guys are flirting. I'm like, it's just an innocent flirt.
I'm just like,
would you rather him flirt with me and I'm not going to cheat versus him flirt with something? Like, come on.
It was like this. Hello? Hello?
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Oh, no.
No. Honey, no. No.
Who is this again?
No, no, please don't. No, not even no.
The funniest one.
Basically, what you're saying is no, bitch. No.
Off the wrong, and you on the wrong. You on the wrong hitch. You need to go find you another pickup truck to attach to, because this ain't the one, boo. Sorry, no, no.
And it's happened a few times.
And yes, my skin is pretty. And yes, my hair is pretty. Yes, he was so right about that. But everything else, yeah, no.
All right.
If you need any other info, feel free to call me anytime.
Yes.
Yes, I'm on Facebook, yes. Sure. Just send a request. I'll accept it.
All right. Bye, honey. Good luck.
Bitch. That was how that situation
and was. This was you the whole time. Who was that? Who are you talking to? Who is that? No, what about the one that climbed into your Facebook Messenger? Like, where they don't see you interacting with their significant other, like, at all. And they're like, who are you? Why is he texting you? I'm like, I don't know. Why don't you ask him?
I've never had that.
Yeah. I'm like, why don't you ask him why he's talking to himself? Ask him why.
You and a couple of people were showing me, like, the other Facebook place, like where these people who aren't your friend can send you like messages or whatever, like an archive or spam. And somebody showed me theirs and it was like, they had like 40 different messages. And then I called you asked you, I said, do you know about this? Do you have these? You're like, yeah, girl, I get it all the time. Go check yours. I bet you have a bunch. I went there, it was like crickets. It was like, wait, what?
Nothing? We had nothing?
What was the folder again? Not one. I'm gonna see if I can find it. Hold on.
They have them. I forgot how to get to the spam ones. People active. I don't even.
No, you gotta go.
Anyway,
you gotta go. Yeah. So message requests. Nothing.
I dropped the mic.
Nothing. I can't tell.
Too much interstate.
Nothing, y'all.
If you have to look through your dude's phone, if you feel like you have to check everything that they're doing, check your relationship, because it's probably something a little bit more rotten over there than you want to
eat. And before you check his phone, ask yourself, would you want him to check your phone? Because a lot of you, other significant others, want to point the finger at the other one, and y'all be the ones doing the dirt. Just saying.
I'm just saying, because it just be like that.
I had to do it. I will say, at my age right now, I dare somebody go through my shit, because you ain't paying this.
Well, I'm not married. I don't live with anyone. And no one really pays my bills, so you can have the code if we end up together or not. What about my sneaky link? Just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
He'll be dead by then, because by the time you get damn Skeletor.
So tell me, give a thought for the show, because I thought it was a great topic. Why the hell did you just go out of vision super blurry? Either I'm drunk or your camera just, what happened?
This is how I'm feeling.
What did you do?
Fix this raggedy ass adapter you got me.
So your thoughts for the show?
Attracting love begins with self-love. So you attract the type of love you have for yourself. And that dictates what you will accept or not accept. It dictates the actions you take to either solidify or justify the emotions that you're going through. But does that make it right for people to go through each other's phone? Is that an invasion of privacy? If you had a house phone, would it be private?
What did they do before cell phones even existed? Pagers. Remember?
House phone.
Check the guy's
house phone.
Who texting you 911?
Or the house phone where you call and hang up twice and you know who it is. Yeah. You call them back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we were around when there were no cell phones.
Yes, but it was like a small amount of years. It wasn't that long. We only had to drag one phone around the house in Louisiana. I think in California we had a phone in every room. So yeah. We were with it. Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts, and thanks for subscribing to our show. I hope that you enjoyed the topic.
Yes.
And make sure that you hit that subscribe button to our YouTube channel, and we'll continue to post some awesome different topics. And if there's any you'd like to add, please make sure you join. A few people have reached out to be the guests. Our calendar has been super hectic and backed up, so we haven't had the chance to reach out to you, but you are on our weekend to-do list. So if I can get her to stop moving around so much, I probably could reach out to you and set up an appointment so that you can be a participant or a guest on the show. So again, thank you for listening and subscribing.
Yes, thank you. And if I can give anyone advice, just keep your phone close.